Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980 on the AM side. Don't forget, before the show is done today, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Trombone Shorty and Ziggy Marley at Wolf Trap. So keep listening for your chance to win. We'll give those away in the next 10 minutes or so.
Very cool.
So hopefully we'll be joined very shortly by Ralph Friedgen, the former Maryland football head coach. He's on the College Football 2024 Hall of Fame ballot. I believe it's his second appearance on the ballot. So we'll talk to him about hopefully getting into the College Football Hall of Fame.
It's a great run. You know, EB and I both went to Maryland. Mm-hmm. And when Fridge took over the football program, he definitely brought them some respectability, made some, you know, bowl wins. It was a fun time.
He had those 3 years in a row, right? He beat Tennessee in a bowl.
Won 10 games, 11 games, 10 games. Yep. No, 1, 2, and 3.
And yeah. I believe he's joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Ralph Friedgen, former Maryland Terrapins head football coach. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Stay on hold for a second, coach.
We're gonna tidy up this connection, and we'll get right back to
it. So what happens is we got a bug in our system, and when we get guests... There's like a 30-second little time, crossover time, where they sound with they have a monster voice.
Yes, that is
and
true.
And then after about 30 seconds, it goes away. We try again now?
That happens, and then I was driving yesterday, I heard Grant and Danny, and they had Darren Haynes on, and it just cut off twice.
Right. These things happen.
Ghosts in the machine.
Coach, are you there? We have a ghost in our machine there.
Well, I'm glad we go somewhere. Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear right now.
Very good. Awesome. So you're on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot for the second time. Hopefully you get that push to get you in there. We just wanted to reflect back on your time coaching the Terps. Started in 2001. Can you take us back through, like, there were some lean years there as far as the athletic budget. You were doing it with a lot of financial constraints, and you came into a program that had won one bowl game, I believe, in the 14 years prior to you coming to College Park.
It actually was 16 years, and it was a tie. We didn't even win the bowl game. I came in, and, you know, I was very fortunate that you know, I had been at Maryland before. You know, I went to Maryland and I coached there under Roy Lester and also Coach Claiborne and then Bobby Ross. So I had a good idea of how everything functioned. But what I didn't realize is how far behind Maryland has fallen. The previous staff were really working with VHS tapes. They had no conception of digital filming. And I was a big proponent of that. I got that at Georgia Tech, and you know that was a big thing. And then we had all kinds of issues of attendance issues, funding issues. We had to build facilities, and plus we had to change a mindset of how to win. And I was very fortunate. I tried to get the job 3 different times, and the last time I did. Was able to get it. Was what I wanted my whole life, was to be a head coach at the University of Maryland, where I went to school. And so I was kind of determined, you know, that we would succeed. And I really had was kind of like the good Lord kind of said this was the right time to be there, because I found a bunch of kids that were just tired of losing, and being 5-6, 5-6, their goal was to win six games and be bowl eligible, which, to be honest with you, I was a little disappointed in. And then the administration was so supportive of us. And then I was able to hire a really good coaching staff and really two great coordinators. And, you know, you're only as good as the people around you. And we really functioned as a team. And, you know, we got off to a great start. And I can remember Aaron Thompson. When I interviewed, there was a lot of committees I had to talk to, and one of them was the players' committee. And the best question I got asked all day was from Aaron, and he said, so what are you going to do that the other coaches didn't do to help us win? And really, that was the main question of why I was there. And I said, well, I'm going to teach you how not to lose, first of all, and that is not beat yourself. And I'm talking about, you know, fumbles, sacks, penalties, you know, all the things that get you beat. And then I said, I'm going to make you bigger, stronger, and faster than you've ever been. And then I said, what's going to happen is we're going to beat a few teams that beat themselves, and we're going to gain confidence, and we're going to grow, and then we're going to reach our expectations and our potential. And it kind of turned out that way. You know, the ball just kind of fell in the right direction. And even though the first play of my career was a 70 or 80-yard run by Parker of North Carolina, and I know everybody in the stands says, oh, here we go again. In fact, Gary Blackley, the defensive coordinator, said to me, am I fired? I said, no, we got 59 more minutes. Let's see what happens.
You got an hour left. Coach, why do you think you had that initial success and then kind of, you know, for lack of a better phrase, you know, a little lull there in the middle? I mean, you went 9-4 in 2006, and then you finished great. But why was there that kind of those lean years in the middle?
I think, you know, when I look back over my career, my whole career, when we really had good teams, we had really good quarterbacks.
Right.
And you know, I was very fortunate that I walked into a situation with Sean Hill, who I kind of saw his potential, but he really wasn't even the starter when I got there, and he just played unbelievable. And then he went on and played like 15 years in the NFL, and all they did was win. It wasn't pretty, but, you know, it's not a beauty contest. I told one NFL coach, it's, you know, what you get done. And then we kind of had not quite this. And then Scott McBrien came in. We were very fortunate. He transferred from West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bill McGregor called me. He went to DeMatha. And I guess he wanted to go to Maryland, but they didn't recruit him because he didn't think he was big enough. He went to West Virginia, was disenchanted. And Bill called me, and of course, he was a walk-on. I said, sure, he can walk on at our program. And I watched him on this, because I watched all the tape. And, you know, in 2 weeks, I saw this kid had an arm and really had a chance to be a player. And I offered him, I said, as soon as spring comes, I'm going to put you on scholarship.
Wow.
And he turned out to be a pretty good quarterback. I think he won 21 games with him at quarterback. We won 31 games in my first 3 years. You know, it's
right.
I think it's still an ACC record. So, you know, that's kind of a tough act to maintain, especially at Maryland. But the quarterbacks, we had good quarterbacks, but they weren't even the teams where we were went 8-5, which, you know, in my time that was a subpar year. Now it's a great year, you know.
Coach, why do you think people have this? This is a kind of a broad statement. It's different now because they're in the Big Ten and everything. But people always just say, well, Maryland's just never going to be competitive. It is what it is. They're never going to be up there with the Ohio States, you know, the Michigans, et cetera. I always get kind of offended by it, but I'm almost kind of used to it because we never do seem to reach there. Can Maryland get to the top level, or are we just never going to be that school?
With what Mike has now, okay. Now, I think I talk to Mike, you know, during the season probably weekly.
Really?
What Mike has now is I didn't have anything like he has. You know, he has the facilities. He's a good recruiter. He has different problems than I had. I had the money problems, you know, to put into our program. Now his money problems is he's got to go out and find money to pay these kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you know, when I went to Maryland, I think there was $1 million donor. That was Barry Gossett. And I think I ended up having seven. I don't know what it is now, but it's hard to find big guys to support your program like you're in other programs. But Mike's doing a heck of a job, and
yep.
you know, I really believe he has all that is necessary there to win in the Big Ten. I think he can compete with Ohio. I think the tough part about his problem is he's in a tough division. He has to play Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. Michigan State has a chance to be really good every year too. And you know, so it's tough that way because of the schedule, but it's the same for everybody else. So I think he's in a metropolitan area where he can recruit, you know, and Mike's a good recruiter. I think he has all the ability to be very, very successful there myself.
That's what we want to hear, Coach. Coach Friesen. A couple of us here, Terp fans. Cakes has three kids that have all gone to University of Maryland.
We apologize. We're running short on time. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we hope you get into that College Football Hall of Fame on the ballot for the second time. Thanks so much, Coach.
Can I say one thing before we leave?
Yep. Yeah, quick.
You know, to win this Coach of the Year, or I mean Hall of Fame, people have to join the National Football Hall of Fame, and that costs $50, but that's how they vote. So, you know, people are supporting me. I would kind of hope they would do that for me, okay?
Will do.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right.
That's Coach. Former Maryland Terrapins head coach Ralph Friesen. We appreciate him joining us here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.